Hello, my name is Eli Tuchman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Pesachim. Mishnah Yud is continuing our description of preparing the Korban Pesach for Hakrava, burning on the Mizbeach, and for Achila, for eating at the Seder night. And so Mishnah Yud continues, Kira'o, having hung the already shechted Korban from a hook, or from a post, or from a pole, or on somebody's shoulders, or two arms rather, we then cut it open. Kira'o literally means tore, but he would cut it open, and that's the first step, cutting it open in order to, after they've skinned it, now they have to cut it open. And so they cut it open, vahotzi emurav, and they take out, the parts of the body that are going to be, brought on the Mizbeach. These things are called the Emurim from the word Amar because they're the things that mentioned, that are spoken about in the Torah. The Torah specifies certain things have to be brought on the Mizbeach, mostly fats and different kinds of organs. And these are listed in the Torah for each kind of animal. At any rate, so we cut it open, they cut the animal open, they wash down the body and the internal organs, and then they separate out the emurim. Vehotzi emurav, took out the emurim. Nisano b'magis, and then he puts these are put on a tray, right? These emurim are put on the tray, which is then taken to the mizbech. V'iktiran hagav mizbech, and they go burn them on top of the mizbech. And that is the part of the korban that goes to Hashem. We already had the zrika, right? So the blood was already thrown on the base of the mizbech, and now these are the parts that are burned on the Mizbeach. The rest of the animal, of course, is going to be the Korban Pesach. So now, at this point, they would take the rest of the animal, the Korban, back home, or wherever it is they were staying for Pesach, because it has to be in Yerushalayim. The Korban Pesach has to be in Yerushalayim. And so wherever they were in Yerushalayim, they would take the Korban Pesach back to that place, and they would roast it, because it had to be roasted in time for the Seder that night. However, if Erev Pesach is Shabbos, so we said everything is pretty much the same because the Korban Pesach is Docha Shabbos, but at this point it's no longer the same because they can't carry the Korbanos home. They can't carry the Korbanos home because it's Rishus Rabim. We talked about that in Maseches Shabbos and Maseches Eruvin. And so they can't go from out of Harabayis with their Korbanos. Of course, even if they did, they couldn't cook them because it's also Shabbos Erev Pesach. But the bigger issue is they can't take them home. And so what do they do? And so therefore the Mishnah continues. If it was Shabbos and they can't all go home, so we got a lot of people that have to have somewhere to go. So the Mishnah says, Yatzisa Kas Rishona. So when the first group comes out from doing their korbanos, v'yashvalo b'harabayis, they would sit on harabayis. They would gather and wait on harabayis. Harabayis is the big open area around the mizbeach, and of course the first group is the largest group, and they would take up most of harabayis. Shnia, the second group when they came out, bachel. The second group would wait in the area called the Chel, which is the area immediately around the structure of the Beis HaMikdash. There's a lot of steps there, and this is the area they would wait. V'ashlishis b'makoma omenes. The third group stays where they are. The third group waits in the Azara, because there's not room for them to come out anymore, because the place is really full of all these people in their Korban Pesach waiting. Chashecha, then once it gets dark, so now when it gets dark, what's going on here? Shabbos is ending, of course, but Yom Tov also is starting. So Yatsu, so they would go back to their homes or to their place they were staying for Yontif, Vitzolos Pischem, and they would go roast their korbanos. And again, normally, when Erev Pesach isn't on Shabbos, the korban is roasted in the afternoon so that it's ready for eating that night. But of course, you can't do that when Erev Pesach is Shabbos. And so instead, we wait until after dark when it's Yom Tov, because cooking is, of course, permitted on Yom Tov. And therefore, they're able to roast the Korban Pesach now after dark.